It's Life and Love with Dr. Lori Puterbaugh on this fifth week of Lent, is it?
I hope so, because I'm getting cranky for lack of coffee.
You're a bit kind of jittery over there. Tomorrow is the, is it not a feast, the memorial? Or is it the feast or a solemnity or is it a what?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. St. Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Well, St. Joseph is really important to me. He's kind of a patron of me in my work life, personally. But he's a role model for fathers. And I think a nice thing for us to talk about is just the importance of masculinity in our faith and encouraging men to embrace the fact that they are masculine, that being masculine is different than being feminine, and that we need you. We need you to be the men God wants you to be. You know, we don't need a world full of chicks. Only.
Hey, I personally like a world full of chicks.
Wait till they're all after you about your dirty socks on the floor. It'll change your mind pretty fast.
Okay. Now, it would be easy for us to sit here, Dr. Lori, and say, guys, you need to have prayer with your family, most importantly, your spouse. Guys, you need to get your family to church. But, you know, I suspect that there's probably a lot of guys that have it in their heart, and they know that to be true, and that may be their desire, but may have a hard time kind of starting those spiritual practices in their families and may think, well, we've never done it before, and it would just seem weird to all of a sudden start now.
Well, part of me says, Yeah, so it feels weird. A lot of things feel weird. You want to feel something weird? Drive a standard transmission. You know, most of y'all don't know how to drive a standard. I mean, I learned to drive on one, you know, but.
Yeah. So what's a nice, gentle starting point that's realistic? You know, because we're not all going to sit down tomorrow morning and pray the rosary with our family and go through the mysteries. I mean,
And maybe that's not their type of spirituality.
Maybe not. And that's okay.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, men need to look around and see, what are the models of spirituality that appeal to me? Is it Franciscan, which a lot of people kind of think of as being this very, you know, gentle, mm-hmm. welcoming
earthy
thing, you know, and it is. Maybe St. Ignatius, who was a warrior and had some deep character flaws prior to his profound conversion, but kind of carried this kind of more hardcore,
mm-hmm. disciplined
with a little bit of raunchiness stirred in, you know, masculinity, yeah. and turned it around to the service of God, you know. Looking for examples that are out there, and also not losing sight of the fact that Jesus was a masculine man. He was a carpenter. I've got, you know, people in the construction business in my family. They're not sitting around, you know, mm-hmm. being, you know, weak and meek, and, you know, they're strong people. They're physically determined. They walk with a sense of purpose. They hold their head up. They know what they're doing and what they're about.
What about the guys who think that living their faith out loud is kind of soft or feminine or whatever?
And compared to giving in to the world of People magazine and going along with that?
Yeah,
that takes courage. you know, C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, referred to our world as enemy-occupied territory, and how we're all, you know, that are trying to live the Christian life are really guerrilla warriors in the army of the exiled rightful king who will come back.
It. See, now you're talking.
And, you know, that we have to listen in for the messages. We have to get together with the other people in the underground, because this world is enemy-occupied territory.
You can't go it alone.
No, we got to be part of, you know, this.
Yeah, you're not a one-man army.
Right.
Yeah, good. All right, so guys, start that change this year, this Lent. It's Easter. Easter is approaching. What a magnificent opportunity to really make those changes personally and in your family and in your community to truly lead.
Yeah, and in fairness to men, I'm going to say that for most people, it's not a change. It's a matter of peeling away some of the fear that's keeping the real them from showing up.
Fair enough. Dr. Lori can be reached at our practice at balancedlifestylecoaching.com, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.